Yeah, so what did we see last time? So we saw Rashi sheet in the Gemara, Rashi over and over again, that the din of Lamal Mechav is a concern with Tfanis. Right, so yesterday, and Rashi probably reasoned with the Gemara says that it's Lechazi Ledoichim, that Lamal Mechav is Lechazi Ledoichim. Rashi read that Gemara to understand that the Lamal Mechav is a concern with Tfanis. Over here, Doichim Akum is coming to fix a concern with Tfanis. Alright, I thought Bipshuto, that ties into Rashi sheet by Psal. The Psal Yotzeh takes care of the problem of Lamal Mechav, even though the Gemara Psal Yotzeh is talking about a concern of Tfanis. Don't have Hefshir Tfanis, Lashon Rashi. And here we're talking about a chisar in the schach. The answer is no. The Lamal Mechav is not a chisar in the schach. Schach by emes is schach kosher. It's kosher, and it's kosher for people who are on top of an itztavot. Schach is kosher. The problem is in the relationship between the schach and the mechitza. Schach and Lamal Mechav can't be machshir mechitzas that are makif, that are magdir, or mokim. That's chof ama below the schach. So these mechitzas can't be machshir the schach. So chisar, these mechitzas are not. These mechitzas are not roi, Rav Chazia, for the schach. And for that, so that psal yotzei is relevant to. I was thinking also, Chazia is steering the Rashi, because Rashi Bayos says that psal yotzei, you see in psal yotzei that you can be mashal l'schof beyond the hechsher tfanis. That's what it says in psal yotzei, just like over there. If you can sit under the schach that's l'tzara beyond the hekif hamachitzos, the nimshach or the tfanis and not nimshach, so you see that you don't. You can that psal yotzei is allows me to sit beyond the place where I have hekshet tfanis. Like the Nevi says, huchshu mitzosei huchshu kula. Even though I only have hekshet tfanis in the beginning of the sukkah, the start of the seven by seven, and now beyond that I don't have tfanis. But psal yotzei is machshir. By extension, they're actually the same thing over here. I don't have the schach that's beyond the istavo. I don't have hechshir tfanis, but psal yotzei is machshir. One of the problems is Rashi in Daf Yutes, when he explains the kamashvon of psal yotzei, Rashi really explains the havmin that way. That psal yotzei is beyond the hechshir from mechitzas because, I forget the lashon of Rashi exactly. He says that what's lashon? No, I'm saying when he says like, you know, the goli daite, what the Rosh calls goli daite. Rashi had a different lesson over there. Mucha milsa, that it's outside of the hekif hamachitzas. That's the havamina. But the chamashmul and Rashi says that it's shtayim kilchos, and it's afilu tefach. And it's inside the hekif hamachitzas. So l'chayr, if it's inside the hekif hamachitzas, l'maskono, the reason why psal yotzei is good is not because, even though it doesn't have hekshir mechitzas, but rather, on the contrary, because if you look at it, that it does have hekshir mechitzas. L'chayr, that's a problem. That's a steer to Rashi over here, who flies psal yotzei to places where they're beyond, where you can't get away from the fact that the here, the Tanis and the Mal Mechav, you really lack hechshir mechitzas. So what do you see in psal yotzei?
Yeah,
right. It says kishtayim kuchav. So maybe Taklu Pshat is like this. That psal yotzei lemaisa is outside, since it's mukha chamilsa, like the Rosh's law from Goli Daite, this is really outside of the main sukkah. The main sukkah, the Ikra sukkah, is the place that he wants to be makif. And here was Megala Das, that since one doifin is long, one doifin is short, it was Megala Das, that's not the chlal, the area that he wants to be makif. It's not the Ikra sukkah. Agav Urcha, very reminiscent of the Gemara. Remember we had a Gemara Baba Basu we talked about? Somebody sold a field and he was defining the Metzorim. When do we have that? The Ramban. Oh no, we didn't have it yet. We're going to have it later on. Okay, there's a Gemara Baba Basra, it's time to know, but I think it's relevant to you. I'll tell you, the kids are numerous. The Gemara Baba Basra has a case. Forget the doctor, it's the end of Baba Basra. There's a case where somebody sold a field and he's defining the borders of the field. So he says, well, there's a border that goes from here to here, and there's a border that goes from here to here, and there's a border that goes from here to here. So what's exactly the field? So it's machlokes in the Gemara. There's one man d'omar that this is the field. But there's another man d'omar that this is the field. And since this is the shorter daifin, so This short of doifin is Megala Das that this is the field that he wants to sell. You see such a notion that by defining this wall, this boundary as being shorter than this boundary, this a gilui das that you really want to foreshorten, that this is the hekif. When you're giving the borders that will define the hekif of the field, you didn't give it from four sides, you only gave it from three. That's the problem. You define the borders from three sides, not from four. So it's machaik. So what do you mean? So there's one madama, you mean like this by accident, but there's another madama, that this is what you mean. So this is Kain Zeb. Goli Adaiti, that my hekif suk over here, I have what is only what's inside the perimeter of the shorter daifa. So that about is my ikar suk. And the din of Psala Yaisei is Bisoide, is the din of Tfelus. That even though this is the ikar hasukkah, but the Psala Yaisei, which is Yaisei min hasukkah, is tufel to the ikar hasukkah. That which is tufel to the sukkah is also kosher. It's also kosher. Could be. Yeah, maybe that's implicit in the Russian Dr. Utesu, who compares it to the Din Shipuyo Yahan Koyahan. I mean, we went back and forth to what exactly the Rosh means, but one of the knock of the Rosh is that the Rosh is saying that it's similar to Shipuyo Yahan. It says it's like Shalom Yotzei, and then when you have the Shipur went down to below us, so one of the ways, so he said two things, it's Psalah Yotzei, and then he said, and also you can find Oyle Shepuyah Oyle and Koyah Halam Dami. That's the connection between the two. Very not to be that Rosh, grapple with it a little bit, but one of the ways to read the Rosh, I think the simplest way, is they're saying, it's Psalah Yotzei, it's a Tufel. But who says this kind of Tufel is also called Psalah Yotzei? Psalah Yotzei in the Gemara is, we have certain Tanois in front of the Sukkah, and it's the Tzara Pesach. And over here, it's a different kind of case. Maybe this is not called the Tufel. Maybe the Tfelus, maybe you only have what it says in the Gemara. The Tufel, it says in the Gemara, is that the Tzara Pesach, if you have a space that lacks Hekif Tfanis. But that's still Tufel to the Sukkah. This kind of Shipur, who says that's called Psalayetz? Who says that's called that it's Tufel to the Sukkah? Maybe that's not Tufel to the Sukkah. Maybe that's like outside of the Sukkah. So it brings, no, you see by the concept of Shipur Yahalim that the Shipur is Nimshach HaKharabayis. You know, the main part of the Shipur that's above the Ribur, that's called the Bayis. And the rest of the Shipur is called the Shipur. And the Mishnah said, "Oh, is to move a bias, kelim tachas hashipur tmeim." So you see that that's also tufel. So you see a different kind of tfelus. That's the reading of the Rosh. So you see there also, psalayasi is a concept of tfelus. So the notion is, what's inside my hekif sukkah, that's the ikar sukkah. What's outside of my hekif, that's the tufel part of the sukkah. The tufel part of the sukkah could be nimshach after the main part of the sukkah, as long as the main part of the sukkah has hechser tfanos. So I don't care that the part that's beyond lacks in the hechsher tefanis. It's not really mukuf amidei tefanis. But maybe Rashi holds, it still has to be, even the tougher part of the sukkah can't be outside. It has to in some sense be inside. It's not the ikar sukkah, because it's not the main thing that I want to be mapped. It can't be outside. Mashal, what's on the far side of the doifin for sure doesn't count as psalia. It's outside of my sukkah. It has to be, it's not the ikar sukkah, it's only a tufel part of the sukkah, but it still can't be on the outside, it has to be on the inside. So maybe that's, first of all, maybe that's why you need Mishra Chadoif and Bado. Because if it's not Mishra Chadoif and Bado, then it's outside altogether. So that can't even be tufel to the sukkah. Rashi and the Kamash point is Mashma even more. That in some sense it has to have the Shtayim Tulchos and Shtishas and Filu Tefach. It's not in the ikar sukkah, because still that's not what I want to be mocking. But I want to be makif is what's inside the shorter wall. It's inside the square. What I was really makif megimul ruchas because goli adaiti and so on. So the rest of it, what's outside of my gili das, so that's not the ikar sukkah, that's the tufel. Even the tufel can't be outside, and maybe outside is measured by shtayim kolchas and shlishas bil tefach. Maybe it's not even enough to have one. It has to have the mitzias of the tfanis. I mean, we're trying to have our cake and eat it too. But saying, since his gili das is that the tfanis should only be makif the smaller area, so that's the ikar sukkah. That's the part that has dine that's mukhav machitzas. And that's my ikar sukkah, and that's the part that really has hechsher. The part that's beyond does not have hechsher tfanis. Hechsher tfanis means that it's mukhav alidei tfanis. It's not mukhav alidei tfanis because it's outside of what I want to be makif. So it's not for my ikar sukkah. It's the top of the part of the sukkah. But it still has to be in the sukkah. What makes it in the sukkah? At least I have the mitzias of tfanis. They may not be functioning to be makif this area, but at least they're there for mitzias, so it's still cool that it's inside the sukkah rather than outside. Al derech, we'll say here as well. You have schach on top of the istavah that has hefshet tfanis. Then you have this hachlis beyond the issa, but it doesn't have hefshet tfanis, because the tfanis are, these tfanis can't be machshir schach l'mal mechof, like we said yesterday, the schach that l'mal mechof can't be muchshir, or the tfanis that are l'mal mechof. So for that I have to come on to luchshir muchshir luchshir kulu, that as long as I have hefshet tfanis in the ikra sukkah, it works for the rest of the sukkah, but it has to be the rest of the sukkah. What makes it the rest of the sukkah? At least you have the mitzias of tfanis. So here also, maybe the mitzias of tfanis you still have. I have tfanis. They're not good tfanis from machshir schach, because they're rochik chachamah from the schach. So that's halacha. The schach can't be muksher of the tfanis that are down below. That's the din of the malim mechok. But the mitzias of tfanis, maybe it's still cold. So that's why it's analogous, even with the kamash mulot of the Rashi. I'm saying to reconcile the kamash mulot, and also to explain why you need mishach hadayim bado. If the psal yotzi is outside of the hekaf tfanis, like Rashi and the Rosh, like the Rosh says, so why do you need mishach hadayim bado? And Rashi says in the Kamash Mulot, you need Mishach Hadayif Madov because you need Shtayim Kachos and Shlishas Shvil Tefach. But Rashi Bayas says you don't have Hefshet Tfanis. Like, that's the problem over here. How do you reconcile all of these things? Somehow we need to accommodate all of these different things. So I'm suggesting that the Nusuch should be, I don't have Hekav Tfanis. So I don't have Hekav Tfanis, so it's not my Iker HaSukkah, and it's not able, and the Schach, therefore, the Schach doesn't have the Hekshir of Hekav Tfanis, because the Hekshir of the Schach is the Hekav Tfanis, meaning that the Tfanis are defining the Rishus. The Tanis are defining the Rishus where I want them to define the Rishus. And I was Megala Das, the Rishus that I want to define is only Kenegat HaKotza. So that's my Ikra Sukkah, that's where I have a Hechshet Tfanis. But once the Ikra Sukkah has Hechshet Tfanis, so Huchshim Uksosu Huchshu Kuloi, then the whole Schach is kosher. But the whole Schach means the whole Schach in the Sukkah. Well, what's called in the Sukkah? At least I have to have the Mitzias of Tfanis. How do I have the Mitzias of Tfanis? Well, if it's Mimshach HaDeifen Ba'adah. And Rashi adds, once it's Mimshach HaDeifen Ba'adah, so the Mitzias is that I have Stein Kulchosim Shlishis Tefach. That's enough that I have that it's part of the sukkah, and therefore I can apply, and it could be tougher therefore to the ikra sukkah. Al derech over here, what's lamal michov, the part beyond the istava doesn't have hechshet tfanis. The schach lamal, because tfanis lamal michov can't be machshir the schach, but the mitzias of tfanis you still have, so it's inside the sukkah, it's not outside the sukkah, it's inside the sukkah, but it lacks hechshet tfanis. Well, that's the rule of psal yaitzin, the hukshim mitzosli, hukshim kula. After the answer. I said the Rosh, let's take a look at the Rosh inside. Rosh is very Pirush Rashi. Look it up from Pirush Rashi. You have it? In my Gemara, it's where the bold face ends in there. Pirush Rashi. Ksheira kol ha-sukkah. Filo min ha-istabah v'ahalo. D'moinim chalolo m'yoish ha-istabah ulamaylo. The cholol of the whole sukkah is measured m'yoish ha-istabah. That's an interesting lesson. We measure, maybe that was lesson in Rashi also. We measure the cholol of the sukkah from meyosha istibah. As long as that has the right cholol, then the whole sukkah is kosher. V'nim tzedayfen emsoi kulak sheira. Again, Rashi was about tfanis. Tzedayfen emsoi kulak sheira. V'tfanis had stolen the v'reich of istibah hukshuva. V'reich and sukkah kanak sheira. So now I have a sukkah katana, a good sukkah katana. V'amal akamon. Psal yesim in a sukkah nini kisukkah. M'fashin leim yesh hechshu sukkah biyachad. V'oy yesh besukkah mishon v'ol psal. Then it's hachos him, so it's going to be yekim. But you ate him hechshu sukkah, she'en lehechshu tfanis. Loshen Rashi. Nidin ki sukkah, v'chol ha-sukkah, k'moy shigdei l'ksheya. That's the Rashi. V'ikshu Rav Yishaya, the Rid. D'arminu l'kamon, psal ha-yetzi min ha-sukkah, nidin ki sukkah. That that we say, psal ha-yetzi nidin ki sukkah, hainu heicha di islei hechshu tfanis. That's talking about Fakir, where it has hechshu tfanis, it's mim shech ha-doif and ba-do, and the Rid understands that that's my mishu hechshu tfanis. Yev shtayim kul chosam, shlishu sabilu tefach. So that's a sukkah that has hechshet tfanis. Elo dolei muchacha milsa kuli hai. So what's in the chiddush? He says, well, it's named lei muchacha milsa kuli hai. That's okay, what that is. So now that psal yetzi, it's not so obvious that it's part of the sukkah, because one of the tfanis is kotzer. it's lacks in the Muchach HaMilsus. I might have thought maybe it's not so clear that it's part of the Sukkah. It doesn't look like it's part of the Sukkah. So there's a Kamash Malon that it is part of the Sukkah. Mishimachin Yidin Kisukkah. But the real holds that Lamaisa has a real bona fide Hashem Tanis. There's nothing lacking. So what's even the Chiddush? He says, well, it's like Muchach HaMilsus. Not so clear what that is. But Muchach HaMilsus, Kamash Malon, that it's okay. Aval hocha din a min a istav of ahal al gavay yosim yichafamo mechit peisa le'echshem. So who says that this is kosher? And then he goes on, ilu sukkah ha-mesuchech es chetzi b'schach kosher ve'chetzi b'schach posel. Aval pish yesh yir hechshe b'schach ha-kosher. Ha-yesh yitach ha-schach ha-posel mi yotzi d'echi vosoi. So yal al adas. The p'tal yosim ha-mach sh'schach posel. So chanami hocha d'chol le'mayla mi'pchof schach posel u'kishpudim shel barzel domit. But Mufaroshim, that the real holds that Tzchach Lamal Nechof is Tzchach Posel. And Mr. Emes Tyson Dav Test seems to hold over that Tzchach Lamal Nechof is Tzchach Posel, not like a Ben Tal. In Pirishu, therefore, the real holds the Ein Ocheira El Ala Yisdubo. V'oi, Dulei Domi, Lepsal, Gehosem Adefen Akotzu Nimshach Kineged O'erech, Kedom Eshayim Kekosem Eshlishu Sefilu Tefach, Aval Hocha Hechi Ashkechein Sheye Nimshach, V'neimu Chafiru Kemand Demal Yedomi. That's a clue. What's he adding over here? What is the cost that he asked before? He already asked. So you have signed to a cousin, a shishu sefi l'tefach. And here you don't have anything analogous. He's being moistik l'chayra of shat in shtayim to a cousin, a shishu sefi l'tefach. That's an even all by itself. How does shtayim to a cousin, a shishu sefi l'tefach work? I mean, we know that it works. So we are. Shtayim to a cousin, a shishu sefi l'tefach work. How does it work? So that's not the whole Nidin Achayim, Nidin Rishayim a little bit. Does the word, is the pshat that I talk, I don't need the third doifin to be more than a tefach. That's just Tach Nidin Alofa, the third doifin doesn't have to be more than a tefach. There is the pshat, Mashmuris and Rishayim that way, Rashi's Mashmuris, that it means that the third doifin, the doifin tefach is Ke'ilu Nimshach, the whole length. It's like a pshat, kind of good asik. So that's the halacha, that the shlishis avilu tefach is kilu nimshach the whole erech of the third side. So the Rid is saying this the second way, that the way shlishis avilu tefach works is that the daifan ashlishi is kilu nimshach all the way down. So he's asking over here, you know, by psalo yotzei, the daifan ashlishi is nimshach all the way down. Over here the istav is not nimshach. So like, what's the comparison? That's a kumi. What does he want? He already asked the kasha that the din that if I psal yotzei it's shtayim kol chosam ashlishis afilu tefach. There's nothing lacking. You have shtayim kol chosam ashlishis afilu tefach. What's the hakamina now? How ashlishis afilu tefach works? The lumdus of ashlishis afilu tefach. The lumdus is because the third doifin is nimshach. The lumdus is because the third doifin is it doesn't need to be more than a tefach. Kach oy kach. But by psal yotzei you have all the requisite promise. And over here, I don't have all the requisite things because the beyond the istabo, the schach is the malam michof, and I don't have any schach possible. So what's being meisid now? He's telling me a lumdus in shlishis afilu tefach. What's the mechanism of shlishis afilu tefach? When we learn the sugya of shlishis afilu tefach, we'll want to know how does shlishis afilu tefach work. But for the issue at hand, that by psal yotzei there's no special magic. It's fulfilled shlishis afilu tefach. So that he already asked before. What's he being meisid now in this kasha? They're not clear to me what he wants. I don't have the territory. I don't know what he wants. Later there, exactly. The Seich HaDvarim also, this is the Mashmois, that he understood in Rashi that Kilu the Itztaba is Nimshach. Or there's some, what we've seen so far, there's no reason to say something that Kilu the Itztaba is Nimshach. Look at Shmei. The Itztaba is not Nimshach. The schar, the zayin al zayin, has erchshet tfanis. The schach on top of the itzibah has erchshet tfanis. And the erchshet tfanis for the schachlins on top of the istibah works for the schachlins beyond the istibah. The istibah is nimshach. Why should Rashi never said the istibah is nimshach? Why should the istibah be nimshach? To some halacha, the istibah is nimshach. This is the really asking of Rashi, so it's. The Miri the Maisa has such a lashon though. I think I mentioned yesterday. the Meiri holds like Rashi. Holds like Rashi, or basically like Rashi, that there is a din of Psal Yetzi over here. And he says, because Hukshim Uksasi Hukshim Kulot. So the Lashon of the Meiri is, Melech Kilu the Istibu is Nimshach. It's a very strange Lashon. Istibu is Nimshach. Why is it necessary? Okay, what it says in Rashi is that you don't need Hechshatanis to beyond the Hechshus, you know, as long as you have Zayin HaZayin with Hechshatanis, the point beyond doesn't need Hechshatanis. Maybe the Meiri means like this. Again, why the Pesach Yavid is repeating the question, what's he being laced upon what he asked before? I don't know what's the Pesach. But Stam, what? Which one? Oh, yeah?
After we hear a shoe, that's the end.
Where does the Yavid end inside?
After Perishu, the void is the Rosh
Anyway, says the Rosh, right, Veneer li l'kai in Pirish Rashi. Da'ad amin l'kam l'gad ha'ksal yaisim in ha'sukah nidin k'sukah u'moshu chadayfim ba'adda. And the Rit tainid that you have all the tainids, you have tainid k'chosun, you have sishas v'l tefach, there's nothing lacking. Not true. Mitakori lei psal yaisim in ha'sukah. From the fact that it's called psal yaisim in ha'sukah, what kind of language is that? It's not psal yaisim in ha'sukah, it's part of the sukah. You have tainid k'chosun, you have sishas v'l tefach. What is it yaisim in ha'sukah? Mashma that Shah Shtei Tfanis Le Shaychi LaHayetzah, that the Yoytzi Taka doesn't have heck of Tfanis. The Tfanis that are not Nimshach with the Psal are not Makifit. The Shaychi Le Harayesh Tish the Shaychi Le Harayesh Tei Mechitzu Shtei Mishrachas Sar Kedin Hech Shesukah Ubechal Sukah Ubechal HaSukah, and then it's part of the Sukah, meaning it's part of the Iker HaSukah. Ela Kedip Hashinu LeKamon the Achas She'osa Mechitzu Ashtish Saruchu Ba'orich Sukosai. Normally, when you make shtayim kolchosin and shlishis hafilu tefach, so the shlishis you made the minimum tefach. Later on, tefach maybe asked to do four and really like four tefachim, but akapani you did the minimum. So the minimum we know why you made the shlishis short, because you're stingy. You wanted to make the shlishis short, but this guy didn't do that. He made the shlishis more than a tefach. He made it long, but it's not as long as the other one. So goli b'daiti masheini ben shtei hamechitzis ein lebilchal sukkosa. So it's a gili das that his sukkah is only what's between the two mechitzis. Ve'ein lepsal hayotzi elu mechitza achas. And therefore, the psal hayotzi doesn't have hekaf mechitzis. It only has one mechitzis, not mukaf mechitzis. Afilu hochin nidin kisukkah. And that's the chiddush of psal hayotzi min hasukkah, that even though it's outside of the hekaf mechitzis, it's still kosher. There has many pshotim. What's psal yaitzim in a sukkah? The one that Rashi's been working with is Rabban Rav Yosef. But the Gemara has other pirushim of Psal Yetzir. The Rishonim say they're all correct lahalacha. These are all dinim of Psal Yetzir Minasuk. So one of the pshatim over there is I mean the Kama and the Chad Perish. That's Psal Yetzir Minasuk means something else entirely. Him ruba tzilosim ruba mechamosa. Ruba the schach was tzilosim ruba mechamosa. Umi uta chamosa meruba mitzilosa. And a miyut of the schach was chamosa meruba. Muta lechel bo af ba oisei miyut af api she'ena mesucha p'kil chosa. The rush of oisei, you have a schach, this is from the bird's eye view looking down, and the schach is a all tzilos and ruba is very dense, but there's one area over here where it's sparse. So I might have thought that area that's chamos and ruba, maybe it should be like avir, and it should not be part of the schach. It shouldn't be able to eat under it. It's big enough. Be able to eat under it. It should passel really. Yeah, well, depending on where the tannas are, but maybe you should passel the schach. Like you have a hole in your schach. You have a hole in your schach. That's basically avir. It's chamos and ruba. So we say no. Since the sukkah has a hole, it's tilos and ruba. And this area also not avir. There's schach there, just chamos and ruba, but there is schach. So we say that it gets incorporated into the larger tilos and ruba mei chamos. The rush over there is. By that sukkah, not your test. The rush is that it's only b'tnai that the sukkah as a whole is tilos and ruba mechamosa. Because, you know, if you total up in the aggregate, the whole schach is tilos and ruba mechamosa. So even though there are spots where it's chamos and ruba mechamosa, but since the totality is tilos and ruba, so even the spots that are more bold, that are only chamos and ruba, they get incorporated into the schach as a whole. So very not clear. What does Rosh want? My even shmita slicing. What does this have to do with our case? And because how are you saying? Like I have a new heter for our case. Never mind the tannis. You know, maybe that's complicated. But I have a new heter because. Over here, what do I have? I have some schach that's lamata mechop. Schach on top of the Yisrael is lamata mechop. That's good schach. Then I have the other schach that's lamata mechop. That's bad schach. So just like over there, I say, well, I have a space over here that's bad schach, but it's kosher anyway because I have all this good schach around it. So over here as well, since I have good schach on top of the Yisrael, so the rest of the schach is good also. What's the comparison? And Rosh himself says this only works because the sukkah in the aggregate is tilos and ruv mechamosu. And that's so that, you know, if you take the sukkah as a whole, it's tilos and ruv, including this part, it totals up to tilos and ruv mechamosu. So this part gets incorporated. But in the case of istava, the lahalim and istava could be much more than what's on top of the istava. I mean, what's the equivalent of here? What do we average the height of the whole sukkah and an average is less than 20? Who says that's even the case? Could be 50. If there's a lot of space beyond the istava, you average the tut. Not even that averaging should matter, but like b'chal, the doesn't seem to have anything to do with the case. We have a very different kind of case over here. We have all the area beyond the istava is schach lamal mechop. What I call it schach posel, the Rosh says later, it's not exactly schach posel, but whatever it is, that schach that's lamal mechop is no good, it lacks action. So what does he want to say? Well, you see over here that even this schach lacks action because it's not silos and ruba, but it's kosher anyway. Yeah, but why is it kosher anyway? Because the schach as a whole is silos and ruba. If you include this in the whole cheshbon, so it becomes tilosa. It's part of the tilosa ruba. It contributes to the tilosa ruba. So it's not enough. If this, you have to be able to make a tilosa ruba, including this area. What's the analogous thing by istava? I think the Rosh is. The Rosh is not saying a new pshat in how we machshir the halim and istava. He's still going with Rashi that it goes with the rabbin of Yosef that it's like lemimshach chadayif and bahado. That notion that if I have schach zayin al zayin, it's kosher schach. That can be machshir what's beyond. I mean, I have good schach that has a hechsher zayin al zayin. Then the points beyond to be tofel to it. By analogy to the Lemishah Chadayim Bado, like you already explained. The Rosh is bothered. The Rosh is bothered, and maybe it's not the same. Maybe you only say this notion of Psalayetze of Tfelus when the Chisorin is in the Hechshet Fanis. You have Schach that has Hechshet Fanis. Then you have the Schach that's beyond the Hechshet Fanis because there's a different Kotzer. So there you say Psalayetze that the Schach that doesn't have Hechshet Fanis is okay because it's Tofel to the part of the Schach that has the Hechshet Fanis. But in our case, the Chisorin is in the Schach, not like we will die and Rashi, the Chisor is in the Tfanas. Maybe the Rosh held that the Chisor of Lamal Michov is the Chisor in the Schach. It's not Schach Possel. That's he says, Behemshech, we Schach Possel, there's nothing to talk about. It's Schach Kosher. But as a Chisor, it lacks a Hechsher of being the right height. The Schach itself is the wrong height. So it lacks the Hechsher of being the right height. So maybe over there, who says you have Tfelus in when you're talking about problems in the Schach itself? Who says that Tfelus works? Maybe Tfelus only works in the Hechsher at Tfanis. If you have Zayin al Zayin, then I say Hechsher at Tfanis, the rest of the Schach is also kosher. But if I have Schach, even if I have Zayin al Zayin, but there's something wrong with the Schach, so maybe that doesn't help. I mean, if I have Zayin al Zayin, that's good, and then beyond that I have Schach, if there's something wrong with the Schach, maybe then Tfelus doesn't work. So I said, no, I'll show you an example of Tfelus that works in the Schach. Namely, when you have Schach that's Chamsa Mu Mitzilosa, but the totality of the Schach is Tzilosu Mechamosu, so we say that it's kosher. And even the part that's Chamsum Rub is kosher. How does that work? So, of course, it has its own rules. It has to hold the Sukkah as a whole, it has to be Tzilosu Merubah. If the Sukkah as a whole is not Tzilosu Merubah, then the Schach is altogether not Tzilosu Merubah. You have Reb Chama, and it's no good. But it has a different set of rules than we have over here. But you see from there, but at least you see the principle that there's Tfelus in the Schach itself. But yet, of course, over there, it has to be the Sukkah as a whole is Tzilosu Merubah. If the Sukkah as a whole is not Tzilosu Merubah, then you have Reb Chama. Reb Chama passes the whole thing. But it has to be the Sukkah as a whole is Tzilosu Merubah. But here I have an area that's not Tzilosu Merubah. So why is it good to take this area and say it's like Avir? This area is Chamosu Merubah. The answer is, but this area is, even though by itself it's no good, but it's Tofel to the rest of the Schach. So you see, there's a Musaq of Tfelis by Schach. Tfelis not only by Tfanis. So this is true even in problems in the Schach itself, where the Schach itself is lacking a Hechsher of Tzilos and Ruba. That's also a Hechsher of the Schach. It's lacking a Hechsher of Tzilos and Ruba. It can be Tofel to the rest. A component, you see this Tfelus in the Schach itself. So the Rosh is additive, the two parts of the Rosh. This by itself is not going to help me by Yitzhak. It's not analogous to Yitzhak. It's different rules. There's no Zayin al Zayin over here. It's different rules. No, the Tfelus over here works differently. The Tfelus of Psal Yitzhak is the tefillah of I define Zayin as Zayin as Me'ikah Sukkah, and the rest, the part beyond, that's like my foyer. So the foyer is tefillah to the Ikar Sukkah. That's the tefillah of Rabbi Nevi Yosef Psalayetz. And that's the same tefillah. There's different ways something can be tefillah. The way Rabbi Nevi Yosef Psalayetz, Rashi Psalayetz, the regular Psalayetz of one long doifen and one short doifen, what makes it tefillah is that I have my main Sukkah and then I have my front hole. So the front hole is toppled to the main sukkah. So as long as the main sukkah has hechsher has the hechsher that it needs, it has steinkel chosun, it has tfanis and heck of tfanis. So the front foyer doesn't have to have it. It's toppled to the main sukkah. And that's what Rashi wants to apply to the case of istabah. My main sukkah is what's on top of the istabah. The front hole is toppled to the main event. Over here, there's no front hole. There's no. This is a different kind of tfelus. Here, the tfelus is because the local area that's sparse is tufel to the aggregate, which is Tzilosu Merubah Mechamosa. That's a different kind of tfelus. You can't just take this tfelus and apply it to a front wall. These are, you know, apples and oranges. But the Rosh says, I don't need that case to explain that a front wall is tufel to the main sukkah. I don't need this case that I have from Rashi's case from the Psal Yotzi of the long doifen and the short doifen. There I see that a front hole is tufel to the main sukkah. But you might argue and say, yeah, that works when the chisroin is in when the chisroin hechsher is mitzad the tfanis. But when there's a chisroin hechsher in the schach itself, who says that tfelis works for that? Maybe tfelis only works for the tfanis. We'll see what's like. If the main sukkah has tfanis, so the front hole kilu, you know, those tfanis apply to the front hole as well. But when there's problems in the schach, Who says that there's tefelis in the schach at all? Maybe schach can't be, maybe the musaf of tefelis doesn't apply. He said, no, look, I'll show you a different example. It's obviously different, but you see that there's a concept of tefelis by schach. So you see this. You see that schach could also be tefel. Well, if schach could also be tefel, then we can add, we can take, you know, hatzara shavah shabam. You see, over here, schach could be tefel. You see from the other Gemara Psal Yotzi, from the tutfa, from the long and the short doifin, that the front hole is tofel to the main part of the sukkah. So put the two things together, and we can then say that if in the main part of the sukkah my schach is a good schach, so even though in the front hole the schach lacks qualities the schach has to have, because it's lamal mechav, so it's lacking certain hechsherim the schach has to have, but it's tofel to the schach that's in the main part of the sukkah. And a schach that's toppled to the main part of the schach can dispense with certain echsherim the schach has to have, because it gets them by overflow from the main part of the schach, like you find in this gemara. I think that's the tzir of hadvam over here between the two things that the Rosh is saying. But if that's the case, then l'chor you see that the Rosh is not exactly like Rashi, because in Rashi we're medayik from the whole sugya that the chisorin is a chisorin of the tfanis. The Lamal Mikhof is a chisor and Hesher Tfanet, and that's the comparison to Psal Yotze, to the Psal Yotze, Rabban Rav Yosef Psal Yotze, the Tfanet to Psal Yotze. Because they're exactly the same. They're both chisorinus in Hesher Tfanet. Then this case is irrelevant. Then the Rosh's case is irrelevant. The Rosh understood, no, Lamal Mikhof is a chisor and Hesher and the Schach, because the Schach is lacking. The Schach means that Atzmer lacks a Hesher. So he needs to put together this other case also to show me, but this fail is for that too. And the Rosh concludes Umash Hikshim Yisukah Shechetz Yitzchak Posel. What about the Ritz Taina? What about a Sukkah that's in Yitzchak Posel? You wouldn't say this. Leidomi Yitzchak Lamal Mechof Lamik Yitzchak Posel Kepir Shereen Tam Kevin De Min Koshu Ve'eim Yenifsel Ela Machmas Goybo Hilkach Kevin De Mekshos Gsheya Idoch Nidoin Kipsal Yitzim In Asukah. So Kain and Advarim, it comes out that Rashi and the Rosh are not exactly the same. They're very similar, obviously, but they're not exactly the same. Rashi learns in Lamal Nechof it's a chesaron the Tfanis, and that's the dimin to Psal Yetzim and Asukah. And it's only Rabban Rav Yosef Psal Yetzim and Asukah that we need to invoke. And the Rosh learns that Tzach Lamal Nechof is a chachdik chesaron, but it's not yet Tzach Basel, but it's a chachdik chesaron. So we need to superimpose two different kinds of Psal Yetzim to create the Echshon. There's the Psal Yetzim of Rabban Rav Yosef that tells me that the front hole is toppled to the Ikar HaSukkah. And then there's the Psal Yotzi, this other Psal Yotzi, I forget who was on there, I'm aware, that tells me that there's Tehillah and Schach. Put the two things together, and then we can say, well, if the Schach that's in the main part of the Sukkah has Hetzer Schach, it's the Matam Michov, then the rest of the Schach is Psal Yotzi, is toppled to it, and it also is Kosher. I was thinking also, what's the pshat in this Psal Yotzi thing, this tefelus? Is the pshat, yeshiva shkikim, is the pshat that since the Ikar HaSukkah has Heksher, so the rest of the Sach doesn't need Heksher? Heksher Tamales or Heksher or whatever. Where is the pshat that the hechsher that the main part of the schach has kilu is misyaches to the rest of the schach? It's a super refined chakira, not normally like cup of tea so much, but if we'll say the second nusach, that the pshat is kilu, let's say not that the front hole doesn't need hechsher mechitzus hechsher tfanis, the front hole also needs hechsher tfanis. But the tfanis of the Ikar HaSukkah kilu are the siaches to the rest of the sukkah. The hechsher tfanis of the main sukkah are the siaches to the rest of the sukkah. If we'll say that, that's the idea of Psal Yotzi. And if in addition, we'll say like the Rosh, that the chisaron here is in the schach, l'mal mechof is the chisaron in the schach, rather than in the mechitzus, rather than in the tanais. So maybe we could be mamtik the lashon of the Me'iri when it's explaining Psal Yotzei over here. He says the itzav is nimshach. Itzav is nimshach. I mean, itzav is nimshach. We know that from Shlishi is nimshach. Itzav is nimshach. I never heard of itzav being nimshach, and I never don't see why the itzav needs to be nimshach. This is in Psal Yotzei that the chelik of the sukkah that's tefil doesn't need to have hechsher tefanis. So what's the Me'iri saying? The people say the Me'iri in the sukkah derech the rosh that the chisaron here is in the schach because the schach is too short. The schach is too tall out. The schach is too tall. And the way the hechsher works is because the hechsher of the Zayin al Zayin, the hechsher of the Zayin al Zayin, it's like shortness. It's close to the groundness. It's kilu somehow nimshach to the rest of the schach. And we look at the rest of the schach as if it has that hechsher. So in a way, that's like saying that the itzdava, which makes this schach short, we look at it kilu the whole schach is short. The whole schach is not l'mala michof. Ki'ilu, since this schach we brought down to l'mata mechof, so we look at it ki'ilu that the tafut the schach has also been brought down l'mata mechof. It also gets the hechsher, which is a way to say that is that ki'ilu the itzav is nimshach to the front of the sukkah. Okay, that's the pshat in the Me'iri, and it would be gili milsa that the Me'iri is al derech the rosh that the issues in the schach not in the tanis. As the issues in the tanis, I don't say the itzav is nimshach. I should say that the short tanis are nimshach to the rest of the sukkah.
Why would it or why wouldn't it?
I don't need it. What is this case, Meisa? This case, the tefillah works in a different way. This is a different kind of tefillah. So what's this case, Meisa? This tefillah is not analogous to ad tefillah. Ad tefillah is the tefillah that the front hole is tefillah to the crescent. This is a different tefillah. That the local chamas and ruvim tzilasa is tefillah to the global tzilasa and ruvim. Well, I don't have from here either. The only place I know that is from the other Psal Yotzei, from Rashi's Psal Yotzei. Since you see that you have a sack that doesn't have extra tfanis. I'm in the front of all, I don't have any extra tfanis. But it's good enough because the main part of the sukkah had extra tfanis. So you're also the same extra tfanis. What is this? This is a totally different kind of tfelos. It's hard to see what weight this adds, what value this adds. If the Rosh holds that the Chisaron is in the Schach, then this adds the value that here you see that this Tfelos that helps for Chisaron is in the Schach. That this Tfelos in the Schach is also Tfelos. And maybe you even see, maybe I'd be myself from another Kutta, that maybe you also see from the Rosh's analogy. That the Rosh understood that the way Tfelos works, how does the Tfelos over here work? I don't think the Tfelos works that this area doesn't need to be Tzilos HaMeruv. It's good enough that the rest of the Schach is Tzilos HaMeruv, but this area doesn't need to be Tzilos HaMeruv. Chash L'Shmaya. And if that would be true, then why do I measure Tzilos HaMeruv in the aggregate? Everything else has Tzilos HaMeruv, but this area doesn't need to be Tzilos HaMeruv. But there's the way the Tfelos works, that even though this area is not Tzilos HaMeruv, but since the schach as a whole has the quality of being tzilos and meruba, so this area is also called tzilos and meruba. So maybe areas in bala lamed v'nim salame, but you see taka in the rosh, maybe you see this nekuda as well. This chakir that I mentioned at the end, that the way psal yetsi works, the way tefelos works, is not that the front hall doesn't need a hechsher. It's that I look what I want to know: does the sukkah have a hechsher? The sukkah has a hechsher because the main part of the sukkah has a hechsher. If the main part of the sukkah has a hechsher, so ki'ilu the whole sukkah has a hechsher. Maybe that's kishmak and loshon also. That huchshim etzosay huchshir kuloi. Not that the front doesn't need a hechsher. Since the main event in the sukkah, the main living quarters of the sukkah, they have the hechsher. So I say the sukkah has the hechsher tfanis, and maybe the whole sukkah has the hechsher tfanis. That's very similar to what's going on in this hamasa ruba case.
And that's the Mili also. Since the main part of the Sukkah has its Dibur, so it's brought down to Lamata Michoch, so Kilo, the whole Sukkah was brought down to Lamata Michoch, because I look at them, when I want to know, is this Sukkah Lamata Michoch? Is this Schach Lamata Michoch? I look at the main part of the Schach. And if the main part is Lamata Michoch, Kilo, the whole part is Lamata Michoch. And that's the Hemshech Lamiri, the Yitzhak is Nimshech. You know, it's enough that I built the Istvah for the main part of the Schach, Kilo, I built the Istvah for the whole Schach.
So what were the height of the Schach? So, like I said, you carry over to the short Tfanos, you also need the rest of the Tfanos. Maybe you're right, maybe what you're saying, this Nusach, maybe even extended the Tfanos, this also what he means. Since I built the Istvah, the short Tfanos, so Ki'ilu, I shortened all the Tfanos. No, by the way, I don't know why I would need to say this. Even if we know Tfanos beyond. Well, that part of it would say that you need to have Tfanos beyond. Could be you're right. Could be the dude. Could be maybe the Mihiri is not so go either way. Mihiri just doesn't want to say, since I have Tfanos over here, I have good Tfanos, good short Tfanos over here. Kilo, I have short Tfanos everywhere. First of all, Moshe, let me ask a question. Let's say you built the Istvah and you just had no Tfanos beyond the Istvah at all. Well, that is no good. You need a Mishach Hadayf from Bardo. Maybe I understand that also a little better. Why did Mishach Hadayf from Adar? In a way, it's what I said before, but maybe just synthesizing with what we're saying now. You need to have Mishach Hadayf from Adar, because even though the Iker Hekev is the main part of the Sukkah, you know, the Kenegah, the Kotzer, that's the main part of the Sukkah. That's what really I'm being makif with my Machitzas. Now, Tfela says that Ki'ilu, since the main part of the Sukkah is Hekev Machitzas, Ki'ilu, the whole Sukkah is Hekev Machitzas. Maybe to say that the whole Sukkah is Hekev Mechitzas, I still need Mishach Hadayf and Bador. Where it's not Mishach Hadayf and Bador at all, so if I'm totally outside of the, have no Shaykhahs to Mechitzas at all, maybe you can't say that Ki'ilu the whole thing is Hekev Mechitzas. It needs to have some Mokum Achizon, that it's in the Sukkah, that it's in the Mechitzas. It doesn't have the Mamash, the Hekev Mechitzas. It has something, and then I could say that it's Ki'ilu, the Shtayim Kulchosim, the Shtisus Afilu Tepel. The real Hekev Mechitzas is over here, in the main part. This is what has Hechsher Mechitzas. But with Tfelus, I could say, since the main part of the Sukkah has Hechsher Mechitzas, so Kilo, the whole Sukkah has Hechsher Mechitzas. Some of that needs to have Mishach Hadayf from Adar. Yeah, at the end of the day, that's still a bit hard to swallow, you know, this Mishach Hadayf. Well, why do you need the Mishach Hadayf from Adar? Well, I can just say, if the main part of the Sukkah has Hechsher Mechitzas, Kilo, the whole thing has. So, well, even that Kilo needs something. It needs to have, maybe like I said before, it needs to be inside the sukkah. It can't be totally outside. Maybe the front hall doesn't have Mamash Hekev Mechitzah. It's not my Ikar HaSukkah. But it needs to be somehow connected to the sukkah. Mim Shech Hadayfin Vahadda. Derech's with the Yitzhak case. You need to have Tfanis beyond. If there's no Tfanis beyond, then it's not in the sukkah at all. You have to have Tfanis beyond, but they're not good Tfanis. They lack in the Hechsher Tfanis. But since the main part of the Sukkah has the Hechsher Tfanos, so then the whole thing, Kilo, has Hechsher Tfanos. I once wanted to say a Nusach. Let's share with this. Many, many years ago, I wanted to say Nusach. Maybe it's right, I don't know, but it's like a little bit to explain. So what is this? You have to have Mishach Hadayf and Bador, and Rashi says Kamash V'lo and Daf Yates that Kilo the whole thing has time for Chosn and Shlishis and Kilo Tefach. But at the end of the day, you see from Rashi that it doesn't have time. You know, it's Goli Daite that is not really inside the Hekev Mechitzas. So somehow it's not in the real Hekev Mechitzas. But I do need that it should be that I need Mishach Hadayf and Bador, and somehow that is a Rashi in the Kamash V'lo says because now I do have Shtayim for Chosn and Shlishis and Kilo Tefach. I wanted to say a Nusach. There is a way later on going from the Sugis and Daf Dalim and Beis and Daf Zayin. Also, we're going to see Soid, we've had already in the past also a little bit, that the Mechitzah Sukkah have two halachas. It says already in Rishkrova's Marach about this, but it already says in Rishayim that mechitzas of Sukkah are a mechitza. We had it yesterday with the Ritual. Mechitzas of Sukkah are a mechitza, like mechitzas Shabbos. But besides being a mechitza that defines a Rishus, they're also tfanos. They also have to have a physical doifen. I told you the Ritual. The Ritual says by Shabbos you can have five tvachim height over here and five tvachim far away, and it defines the Rishus and it's fine. But in Sukkah, you need the two should be mechitzas. You need lovud, because you need to have a doifen. And that's not the Ritual. But the Rishayim will say something else. The reason why. It says in the Gemara, you need to have lovud. The Rishayim asks, why do you need to have lovud? The Ritual says it has to be shaykh to the Sukkah. The other Rishayim says in Nusach, because you need to have a doifen. It's not enough to have a machitza that defines Rishus. The Sukkah needs to have a doifen. This is the Ran of that Balaam of Beis, that the reason why Agabi Amud is good for Shabbos but not good for Sukkah, he says, because you need machitza sanikoros, because you need doifen mishun dira. So what does it say in Nusach? That the Rosh has this idea that Goli Adaitei, that when he has Shayim Kilchoson, when he has one long wall and one short wall, since he made the short wall longer than he needed to. So Goli Adaitei, that he's only being only what's inside the mechitzas is his sukkah. So I wanted to say maybe that only works in the Hilchas Mechitza of the sukkah, because the Hilchas Mechitza means a hekif that defines Rishus, and I'm being makif, like in the case in Bava Basra, I'm being makif only what's connected HaKotzah. But in the tfanis of the sukkah, my kavanah makes no difference. Tfanis is a mitzias. Is it royal? Tfanis mishum dira is a mitzias. So the gedra over here is of Psal Yetzim in a sukkah is that even what's not inside the heck of a mechitza, as long as it's inside the mokum dir of the sukkah, it still could be tafel. But it's the ikar sukkah is what's inside the heck of mechitzas, and that's in the Psal Yetzim, that the rest of the sukkah is tafel to the ikar sukkah. But to be called the rest of the sukkah, it still has to be inside the mokum dira of the sukkah. The mokum dira is defined by the shtayim kolchos and the shlishis of the tefach without the goli adaita. So I want to tell derech zeh by sukkah l'malam esrim, the sukkah when you have shach l'malam esrim, so it lacks hefshet finalis. That's halacha in the mechitzah shabbat, because that's the chiddush of goybas halacha in mechitzah, that shach is l'malam esrim. Can't be misyaches to this rishus that down lamatim esrim. So these mechitzas that define a certain rishus, they can't be misyaches to the schach. But mitzad the mokum dir of the sukkah, you're still inside the mokum dir. Even if the schach is lamal esrim and defines lamal esrim, inside the mokum dir of the sukkah, you're still inside the sukkah. You're outside of the mechitzas sukkah, because the teres schach lamal esrim. I'm saying a lot of things that make taste a little true. But I want to say that's the comparison over here, that you need to have. You can't have no tfanis at all. If you have no tfanis at all, you're not in the mokum dir of the sukkah. That's not even the front hall. You need to have tfanis that make you in the mokum dir of the sukkah. And those could be l'mal mechav. It's not in the, it's out of the mokum dir of the same way they could be, you know, I don't care. That could be l'mal mechav. L'mal mechav is not a chisor in the tfanis mishum dir of the sukkah. They're a chisor in the ilkas mechitz of the tfanis. Because the mechitzah that they define, the reshus that they define, is l'mat mechav from the schach. So that's mamish analogous to the case of Psal Yosi. It's outside of the Mechitzus HaSukkah, and that's the Chiddush, and it could be Tafel and Mikosher, that's the Chiddush of Tfelus. But to say that Tfelus, you have to at least be inside the Mokum Dir of the Sukkah. For that, you can have, for that, you need to have Chach, you need to have at least Shtayim, that Mimshach Hadei from Badov, you have to have at least that there are Tfanis over there. If there's no Tfanis there at all, but Metzias, then there's nothing to talk about. Then you're not even in the Mokum Dir of the Sukkah. If you're outside the Mokum Dir of the Sukkah, then goodbye. You're not even a Tafel. That's what I want to. Again, I have no mokum achiz and rishonim to say this business. So that's why, right now, I don't want to invest too much in this bar. You know, rishonim don't say quite. Don't say that. If we malbush that, then what it says in rishonim, but it's not much. Okay, stop here. Yeah.